Hey geocachers, it's a land monkey, and I am going to take you on a little geocaching adventure. So, hopefully, you are at the parking coordinates when you're starting to listen to this audio. If you're not, pause right now. Alright, so, you're at the parking coordinates. Alright, well, let's get out of your car and, you know, grab your stuff, get your GPS, and start walking. And what you want to do is you want to walk along the paved area past all the big trees and start walking towards the busier road here. So let's take that walk along here together. And I've got Piggy with me, so every once in a while you might hear him breathing heavy or getting into trouble, but generally he doesn't bark, so he's pretty good. Okay, come on, let's go. Alright, oh, although we are going to walk past somebody else's dog, so they might bark. Alright, so from the parking coordinates, walk your way up. Come on. Once you get to the busier road, you'll walk past a sign that has it's a white metal sign with some black writing at the top and a red and yellow and blue flag on the bottom of it, the blue star right at the bottom of that sign. So you'll know definitely where you are. Now get on the sidewalk along the busy road and start heading south. So we'll just keep heading south here. I did say it's a busy road. Alright, and we should be approaching the trailhead here very shortly. You should be able to see it by now. When you get to the trailhead, there will be two white posts with the paved trailhead. And we can just head down here and start the adventure. Alright, so just continue your way heading west now along the paved path. Hopefully the road noise will start to fade and start to hear more of the sounds of nature. A gentle breeze. And some nice tall grass on either side of the trail. And there's a signpost coming up here. What does that say? Ah, it's got some instructions for the dogs here. That's good. And fortunately they're written in dog language, so that'll help. And if you look at the back, there's a Munzee here too. We'll scan that later. All right. Well, we'll just keep walking along the trail now. Just looking at the nice big tall cottonwood trees along the trail. Oh, and we're right along the bank of the river. You can look down there. Not moving very much, but here's the river. We won't let Jasper go in there today. And there's a gentle curve coming up on the trail. Oh wow, there's four really big cottonwoods all close together standing there. That's nice. That'd be a good place to put a geocache, but not this one, not today. Alright, we'll keep moving. Oh, and there's another little trail off to the left, but we won't take that one right now. and keep moving. Oh, and I can see up ahead a shelter with a rubbish bin and a bench beside it. And it's all kind of under a big... Is that a fir? It's not a cedar. That must be a fir. All right, we got a little creek kind of either side of us, just crossed over, not really a bridge, but oh, we got quite a big junction now. So the trail can go three ways. I've got a few ducks hanging around here, which is kind of cool. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to the right, or just keep heading west. And if you look up to the left, I think that's an elementary school. Could be. Some sort of civic building. Alright, and we'll just follow the trail. It's got another gentle curve coming up with a couple of big cedars on the left. See up ahead a bridge. It's a nice little spot. Seem to recall there being a geocache on or under that bridge at some point in time. We'll just keep going here. So the trail has another junction here where you can keep going north and that'll take you over the bridge, or you can turn west, and that's what we're going to do. So let's head west, continue to follow the trail. We'll see where this takes us next. I just love hearing the birds. Ooh, a big stinging nettle growing on the left-hand side of the trail, so I won't be going in there. We'll keep walking. It's like a little, lots of little trails spurring off here and there, on the right and the left. Passing some old trees on the left. Oh, there's another fork in the trail and another shelter with a bench built into it. So, at this point, we could head south or make a left turn. And that would head us up to the road, I think. Or we can stay on the main trail. Which is what we're going to do. Hello. So, coming up to an overpass, we're going to walk underneath it, along the creek. Hello. So we're walking underneath the road, staying on the trail. Oop. And we've crossed under the road. I can hear the trucks behind me. Up a very slight incline. Staying on the main trail, there's a spur that comes in and joins this trail right here. But we're not going to go that way. We're just going to keep meandering along, and the trail looks like it sort of just winds a lazy S ahead of us. So we'll continue on this way. Under the canopy of some nice big old trees. Looks like alder. And keep walking along. We've got another slow curve in the paved trail ahead. Some great little hiding spots all along here, but haven't hidden it yet. But you know what? I'm thinking we're probably getting pretty close to where we're going to want to hide it, so start keeping my eyes open for a good place here. Now, want it to be somewhere where you can get into it pretty much year-round, but someplace that also doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of muggle activity, so we'll just keep our eyes open. Well, that's interesting. There's a trail that goes off to the right-hand side here. Some low trees. Well, we just checked out those trails, and they're pretty neat, but it looks like there's a homeless camp in there, so we won't hide the geocache there. We'll just keep moving westward along the trail here, along the paved trail. Hear a lawnmower off in the distance. Kind of a big grassy, tall grassy area with the river in it over to my right and to my left. So lots of trees. Oh, look at that. Here's another trail. Well, that was another interesting trail off to the left that we checked out, but still haven't found the right hiding spot. So we're going to keep moving along here. Keep coming along the trail. There's a little clearing inside the trees, but I'm sure a lot of muggle kids play in there, so we won't hide it in there. And out into the open a bit more now. And you can hear the mower off to the side. Hopefully you can hear the birds. And another gentle curve in the trail. Oh, and up ahead you can see another shelter with a bench on it. To my left right now is a very interesting tree. Let's check it out. So yeah, on the left of the trail, as you can see the sheltered bench ahead, there's this tree. It's not a willow, but has almost willow-like leaves on it, and it's very low, scoopy branches coming out. And you can probably find a faint path into the base of that tree. And if you follow your way in there, there's a very thick branch that goes right along the ground level. Now, you look right where that branch joins into the main base of the tree. Just tucked under on the back side, you may find something left there for you. So, if you did, and you've had fun doing this little adventure, make sure to log it on opencaching.us, and we really hope that you had fun. So that's it for Mr. Land Monkey and Piggy the Geohound, who I think he wants a cookie. You want a cookie? All right. So remember to cache safely and cache often.